We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute's waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four competitors to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And this week we will begin the show with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, can you talk on the subject of getting wound up? Something that you've never been known to do in this program. Can you talk about it, if possible, for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I suppose it really refers to winding up of mechanical things. You can't wind up a person. I suppose it could be taken to mean that you could get so passionate, carried away with some sort of inner emotion that you became almost inarticulate in the process. I suppose. Oh, I suppose.
And Clement Freud is challenged.
It's the third, I suppose.
Yes, all right. You let the second one go very generously, and you've challenged him on that. I agree with the challenge. You get a point for a correct challenge, Clement. You take the subject, and there are 42 seconds on getting wound up, starting now.
I used to have a watch which replied.
And Andre Melle has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes. You have a point, Andre. 38 seconds, getting wound up, starting now.
I get really wound up when I'm in the presence of someone famous and distinguished like Kenneth Williams. I mean, my hands go all sweaty, my feet go a bit smelly, and I gulp and I can't speak. Well, you don't have to, do you? I mean, he talks, he does it all, and you can just stand there and look at him and come over all queer, and oh, it's lovely, and I'm really wound up. That.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
Coming over all queer.
Well, she only came over queer once, but there was a repetition of coming over. Clement, you have the subject in 16 seconds on getting wound up, starting now.
I now have one which is totally magnetic. There's no winding, nothing to do with a mechanism. Simply look at it and get a tiny magnet, hold it to one side of the copper-bottomed frame, and by applying it...
As usual, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. It was Clement Freud, who now, at the end of the first round, has 3 points. Andre Melle has won. The other two have yet to score. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, the perfect secretary. Can you talk about her for just a minute, starting now?
I'm not at all sure the perfect secretary actually exists, because I have for many years, often, frequently, now and then, advertised for just such a human being without a great deal of success. I have written no smoking, car driving.
Andre Melle.
I thought there was a hesitation after the written.
No, no.
Was
he was
not?
Keeping going quite well,
I'm
even
guessing.
Though he hasn't
I did
found.
Breathe.
Well, yes.
So an incorrect challenge, Clement. You get a point for that, and you have 44 seconds to continue with the perfect secretary, starting now.
And it is quite essential that she has good feet. That was a pause.
Yes, and Andre Melle buzzed first.
A hesitation.
A hesitation, I agree. So the feet have got you in there, and you have 39 seconds with a perfect secretary, Andre, starting now.
I think that the perfect secretary should have a squint, be round about 52, with sticky-out teeth and knocked knees. Most wives will agree that this is more or less the perfect secretary. Someone who can be a stone wall for your husband, where... Oh, what is that?
And, Kenneth Williams challenged
me. Well, I was coming to the rescue, really.
Thank
I thought
you,
it was
yes.
all running out.
Yes.
You know, dear.
Yes, that running out. Description of the perfect secretary, I could quite agree that she should run out. There are 17 seconds for you, Kenneth, on the perfect secretary, starting now.
She should be well-groomed, also proficient at taking down dictation.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
I quite agree. Once he'd taken something down, he hesitated. So, Peter, you have a point and 9 seconds to continue with the perfect secretary starting now.
The perfect secretary should be above all else private and unobtrusive. She should glide in and out of the office.
Clement Freud should challenge.
Repetition of should.
Yes.
You've got him with a correct challenge. You have a point, and you start now.
Shorthand and typewriting.
Shh.
At the end of that round, Clement Freud increased his lead over all the others. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? And the subject, faulty equipment, starting now.
Well, I'm not sure whether the listeners realize that that is a considerable disadvantage in a game of this kind when you're absolutely dependent on the mechanical features of it and the scoring, the light flashing, and the acoustics of the hall. The present audience, of course, contribute enormously to such a success if one ever achieves it. I don't know whether I will, but I never have actually kept going for 60 seconds on the subject of equipment or anything else. And I doubt very much whether I will now. However, I'm going to attempt it because all this gear, in other words, it's called, I mean, the engineers have spent days probably studying their job, and here they are, and this is a field day for them when they've got a very elaborate arrangement of wires and lights and magnets and carbon things inside the things that amplify our voices, send them out all over the country, and in fact abroad as well, very often Australia and New Zealand, Malaya. They are fans of ours all over the world, and they adore it because we have perfect equipment normally, but when it's faulty, it is a tremendous disadvantage to me personally because it does depress me. It makes me hesitant, inclined to pause before I find the right word and even to deviate from the subject which has been given to me by our chair. Is it about an hour and a half?
Kenneth Williams buzzed then to let you off the hook because you have been going for exactly 90 seconds without...
There, even the clock's wrong.
Yes.
What?
Well, Peter, you were going so well. We give you 2 points for speaking for 60 seconds. I'm sure the audience response will give you a bonus point for going for the extra 30. And I would like to give you a bonus point for your witty reply on the end of it. But let's give you 3 points for that, Peter. And at the end of that round, you're in second place. Andre, it's your turn to begin. The subject is my trouble. You can take that any way you like. And would you talk about it, if you can, for just a minute, starting now?
Well, my trouble is that I can't say no. I've never been able to. It's got me into frightful trouble in the past. You see, I'm so sweet and kind, I don't like to hurt people's feelings, and it is a great difficulty to me. I suppose the truth is that I'm rather weak and soppy and silly and can be easily taken advantage of. I go into a shop and those dreadful saleswomen, you know, I just want a blue dress and I come out with a red one costing double that I don't like at all because I can't say in the...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of because.
Yes, you have 35 seconds on my trouble starting now.
My trouble is that my mind wanders and doesn't respond immediately to the cue word that Nicholas Parsons gives me. I'm not able to recall these anecdotes that in the normal way I'm able to come out with in pubs or other places. Perhaps it is the situation in which I find myself causes this trouble. I don't know.
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Yes, I challenge on trouble, which is the word.
And
on
the trouble
card.
Is the word, so it's an incorrect challenge, yes. And Peter has another point.
Yes.
And he has 12 seconds left on my trouble starting now.
Well, it's not very important, I know. It's not a great...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
It's a deviation. It is important. Everything he says is important.
My trouble is not important. My trouble, in comparison with the troubles all over the world, is insignificant.
But give Kenneth a bonus point, because the audience like the
well, they like Kenneth. You can give him a lot of points.
Yes. But,
they like
Peter,
all of us. We all adore each other. It's a mutual love match between us.
And that's what they come for. when the defences are down. Peter, you weren't deviating from the subject of my trouble. You have 7 seconds left, starting now.
If I listed all the disadvantages that I came into the world possessing, I could not really claim that...
On this occasion, Peter Jones was talking when the whistle went, so he gained that extra point, and at the end of that round, he has taken the lead. He is one ahead of Clement Freud and 5 ahead of Andre, and Kenneth Williams are equal in 3rd place. Kenneth, we're back with you. Would you talk on the subject of Sir Joseph Wilson Swan? That is what Hermesitus thought of for you. Can you talk about him for just a minute, starting now?
Joseph Wilson Swan invented this electric light bulb, you see. He done it about 1860, which means he was before Edison. And he come from Sunderland, of all places. To think, as you travel through that incredible city, that there was a man who not only invented this, but he also done this incredible thing of artificial silk before anyone else had thought of it.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Done... Hey?
We've had 2 inventors and 3 duns.
Well, he done it twice, you see. He invented 2 lots of things, you see. Yeah.
Clement, you have a correct challenge, and there are 33 seconds left for you on Sir Joseph Wilson Swan, starting now.
One of the most memorable things about Sir Joseph Wilson Swan is the number of signets which Lady Swan provided him with. All over the northeast of England, Darlington, Gateshead, Sunderland, Newcastle. Of course, the great thing about Sir Joseph were his matches. And they had...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. Sir Joseph Wilson Swan was nothing to do with matches.
Before the light bulb, he had the matches.
I agree with Kenneth's challenge. There are 9 seconds, Kenneth, on Sir Joseph Wilson Swan starting now.
Well, on the occasion of his knighthood, he was actually received not at Buckingham Palace, but at St. James's. And he knelt in order to receive...
Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, insatiability. Can you talk on that, about that, for just a minute, starting now?
Insatiability means an inability to get enough. For instance, if you were talking about Sir Joseph Wilson Swan, and all you actually intended to portray was here was a humble fellow who invented matches, and somebody comes along and says in 1904 he did this, and in 1896 he was very famous for doing that.
Peter Jones.
Repetition of 1800.
In 1904 he did this, and in 1800...
Hundred. People were laughing. I couldn't hear terribly well.
There are 35 seconds for you, Peter, on insatiability, starting now.
Yes, well, it's all to do with some absolutely in... Oh, God.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, it was all falling away with you.
Yes, gone.
Yes, he fell away, didn't
he? He's not able to be insatiable in this game. There are 30 seconds left, Kenneth, for you on insatiability, starting now.
It's opportune that this subject has been raised because showing in our city is a film on this very problem, and it depicts a scene whereby these people are gathered together and overdoing it in every way, so much so that the body blows up like a balloon and there's a terrible explosion and an appalling... What?
And Clement Freud has challenged you before the blow-up.
Repetition.
A what?
So much so.
So much so. Oh, a very tough challenge, but I have to allow it if you're going to do it. And so there are 9 seconds left for insatiability, starting now.
It isn't very hard to talk about insatiability for 9 seconds. You hardly get sufficient time to explain the full plethora.
At the end of that round, Clement Freud has a lead of 2 over Peter Jones, and Kenneth's in 3rd place, Andre in 4th place. And Peter, your turn to begin. Oh, it's a rather cute subject, one I'm thinking about. Can you talk for just a minute about what I'm thinking about, starting now?
Well, I'm thinking about my childhood in Shropshire, the rolling hills and green pastures which I loved so much, and the twinkling streams, and the school I attended with the classrooms, the playground, and...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, you couldn't have attended a school with classrooms. You must have attended them on your own. You couldn't have gone with the classroom.
Well, I couldn't have attended a school without classrooms.
So I
could
think
I?
It's, Peter Jones, an incorrect challenge, so you still have the subject and you have 44 seconds. What I am thinking about starting now.
And the playing fields where no doubt many of today's battles were lost. All the old masters march across my closed eyes as I sit back and recall them. Bretherton, Fothergill, Ashwin, Cuthbert, MacDonald, Newbolt, Benson, Hedges. And some of the boys, too. Wilbraham and Hazelworth, Llewellyn.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think there was definitely a hesitation.
There was a hesitation,
yes. They were very generous to you. Peter, Clement got in. There are 9 seconds left for Clement on what I'm thinking about starting now.
What I'm thinking about are my poets of my youth, Chaucer, Shakespeare, Licorice, Emerson.
The end of that round, Clement Freud increased his lead, and we're now back with André Melle to start. What I thought you said is one of those devious subjects that Ian Messenger sought out for you to talk about, if you can, André, starting now.
What I thought you said was that you couldn't come for the weekend and were sending your mother instead. Well, I knew it was a very bad line, and I said I'd ring you back, because very fond as I am of that particular parent, I didn't actually want her this time at the end of this particular week to which we are coming. So, if...
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Hesitation at all?
Oh, yes, definitely. Kenneth, a point to you. 37 seconds. What I thought you said starting now.
Well, he's your kid as well. Looking at you, I sometimes wonder. What's that? I say it looks bad enough for thunder. Could be the sort of remark which occasions I thought that was what you said. In other words, it implies a misapprehension, a interpretation that was in fact incorrect. Unfortunately, language is often capable of making these mistakes. We often use words...
André Melle, challenge.
No, too often.
Yes, what I thought you said is back with you, André, and there are 10 seconds left starting now.
What I thought you said was a load of rubbish. I mean, I'm sitting here only too willing to enjoy all those beautiful words that drop from your lips. But what were you on about just then? That's what I said.
Kenneth, we're back with you, and the subject is... Oh, another nice one, what I'm hiding. Would you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
I'm hiding what most actors are hiding. Under the facade, we are hiding always a deep sense of inadequacy and inferiority. I think...
Peter Jones has challenged.
I don't think he's hiding it.
Peter, we give you a bonus point for a good challenge, but as he wasn't deviating with the subject, we leave it with Kenneth, and he has 45 and a half seconds on what I'm hiding. Start again if you can, Kenneth, now.
Well, when he makes a crack like that, one is forced to rejoin out of the mouths of babes comes forth wisdom. And indeed, it is true, but we must return. What am I hiding? Don't clothes hide the most impressionable things that we have? Oh, why? Why do we choose this garb?
Clement Freud has challenged.
Why?
I know, but it was so lovely.
Was
I wish
lovely,
it didn't go
yes,
on.
Lovely.
The correct challenge,
I'll take
though,
a
so you take
point
a
for a clever challenge and let him go on.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't as clever as all.
No, it wasn't as clever.
It wasn't a clever challenge at all. Any fool could have challenged on that.
Clement Freud has 19 seconds to try and win Just a Minute, and what I'm hiding starting now.
What I'm hiding is my natural reluctance to win just a minute, for which reason I pressed my buzzer in order to stop Kenneth Williams from exposing himself, as it were, without clothes or shoes or socks, simply a mind rampant with ideas which the audience...
Well, at the end of that round, Clement Freud again speaking when the whistle went, again got the extra point, and he's increased his lead. And, Clement, we're back with you. The subject is the best thing to do. Talk about that one now, if you can, starting now.
The best thing to do is to grab her by the ears and put your foot on her nose, slowly dismantling her pantyhose from the knee down towards the toe. Her ankle is another...
Kenneth Williams has come.
I think this is disgraceful. What are we on about? I mean, it sounds like he's undressing some girl, doesn't it, with his foot in her face?
I think that's the worst thing you could do.
Yes, a deviation,
do
too.
Do speak for yourself.
Gracious me. Family show? Pushing your face in, bashing your face in? No, it's a disgrace.
Kenneth, you have 43 seconds to continue on the best thing to do starting now.
It was said far, far... Oh.
Clement Freud, you have a challenge.
Repetition.
Yes. 41 seconds, the best thing to do, Clement, starting now.
This is a far ditto better thing that I have done. than I have ever achieved prior to this moment was in The Tale of Two Cities, a very boring man, I thought, called Sidney Carton, or possibly Carson. Maybe Carter, perhaps Cartwright.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, the name was Carton, not maybe Carton, or Carter, or Cartwright.
But it was a conjecture. It's got nothing to do with the best thing to do, though, has it?
No, that's right. That's what I meant to say, yes.
So you have 24 seconds on the best thing to do, Kenneth, starting now.
The best thing to do is open those windows that were nailed shut with bigotry and ignorance. Let in the love, let in the light and the fresh air, and renew yourself spiritually. Take your mind off the material things of this world, deny yourself food, and let the stomach reassure itself in leisure.
So, Kenneth Williams, speaking then when the whistle went, got an extra point. He's moving up on Peter Jones, who's still a few points behind our leader, Clement Freud. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, life on a lighthouse. I don't know whether you've been on one, but can you talk on the subject for just a minute, starting now?
Well, life on a lighthouse is not nearly as difficult nowadays as it used to be with the arrival of helicopters, because one can be taken off for leave fairly frequently. Of course, a lot would depend on the company of the people with whom I would be sharing this abode in the middle of the ocean. I imagine it to be some distance from the land and not actually on the edge of a cliff or somewhere, in the center of the ocean, in fact.
And Clement Freud's challenge.
Two oceans.
Yes, yes. I'm afraid the ocean came back again, Peter. Life on a lighthouse, Clement, 34 seconds starting now.
Life on a lighthouse is something which I'm particularly well placed to talk about or review, because from the age of 9 to 14, I went to a school within hailing distance of a lighthouse which was near Lundy. Each morning, lunchtime, early afternoon, dusk, evening, and then again at night, it twinkled short, long, medium, erstwhile, everlasting, stop. This was the code by which boats or ships...
I'm afraid we have no more time to play just a minute, so let me give you the final score. Andre Melle finished in fourth place. Kenneth Williams finished in a very strong third place, just behind Peter Jones, but they were both way behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.